Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got some bad news for you. If you've done one of those DNA tests online.
All right.
Like,
you pee in a cup and you send it to them?
No. Oh, Hawk.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Well, Lizzo did a DNA test.
Yeah, she came back with a pretty accurate sounding report for her. But like 23andMe, MyHeritage, Ancestry DNA, Living DNA, Family Tree DNA, all these companies.
Different test I took. Never mind.
These tests are at best being referred to now as recreational science.
I never believed them, and I wonder. Plus, I'm a little conspiracy theorist. I'm like, you're giving your DNA to someone who can use that later when they need to solve a crime. They'll just put your DNA at the scene.
Yeah, okay.
Just to let you know what's going to happen.
Okay, Cato might be taking it to an extreme.
Yeah.
But they definitely have used it to link certain criminals to crimes through the other people that have been in the test. So say some guy has done some horrible crime and he doesn't ever donate his DNA because he's not that dumb. But his third cousin does, and the next thing you know, they're able to start to piece it together and figure out who it probably was. Well, that has probably been the biggest use of these DNA tests, because they're very accurate at linking people together.
Which is interesting. They call it recreational science because they are able to go at least that many people in and find someone who's linked to you.
Here's where the problem is. They're not as easily able to determine where you're from.
Okay.
Because of a lot of reasons. One example is, let's say you've been told that your family is of German heritage. And you take the test and it says you're Scottish. And you're like, oh, we're Scottish. Let's wear kilts now because we're Scottish. Your family may have been Scottish, but moved to Germany and been there for years and actually were more German in their background than they were Scottish. But because they're DNA came from Scotland, you think you're Scottish. And you're like, oh, grandma must have been wrong.
Wasn't that what you are then? If you came from Scotland, your DNA's in Scotland, it doesn't matter where you move to.
But your family might have lived in a part of Germany, like a little Scotland part of Germany, and married and interacted with other Scottish people for years, but you've been told you were German. It's kind of confusing. But if you go through and you look at this, you'll have people who find things that go against what they've been told their whole lives. And what they were told their whole lives may have been true. What's really bad, and this is the case that made it obvious that there's a problem, a pair of identical twins sent their DNA test to five different companies.
Oh. Yes.
Carly and Charlize, Carly and Charlesy. Two girls who were Italian descent, and they got their results back. It got the big stuff right. One of them said they were 37% Italian. The other one was 38% Italian. Then Eastern European, one was said to be 28%. The other one 25%. Where it got really weird was broadly European. One of the girls was 1% broadly European. The other was 13% broadly European.
Maybe a different dad?
No. They have almost, they're identical twins, not just twins. Twins can be from different dads in rare instances. Identical twins, no.
I've not seen that show.
Of the five companies, did they all say about the same thing?
No, they all had different things, and some of them were more close than others, but MyHeritage DNA came up with differences on them, on whether they were from the Baltic states or not. One of the girls, 9% Baltic states. The other one had North and West Europe in that same spot.
So they were totally separate.
The main things, they got the Italian largely right on most of them, but not all of them. Some of them, they were just off. And they said that's because the difference is, yes, they can match the DNA to other people, but they can't always match it to the right area or geography. And one of the best ways I saw it explained was They say that they kind of need to take a pencil and more or less draw a line around a region and say that's this region. And each of the companies draws those lines a little differently.
Okay.
So you might think you're from one area and they define it as another area.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that the best thing about these things is that the more samples they get, the more accurate they're going to get. So in 10 years, they may be a lot more accurate than they are right now. But currently, you're paying them to build their database and get it better.
Oh.
So what if you contact some of those people that they say you're related to? Are you really related to
yes,
them?
Yes. That part they got. It's the part about the geography that's not so good.
Good, yeah.
Wow, Heidi, I didn't know you had done that.
Well, I've been having all these house guests lately. I'm wondering who they really are then.
Okay, well, they were your relatives. You're okay.
Okay.
And Lauren is your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. She says I'm not her mom.
Right. Her DNA test said she wasn't. But
She's not claiming me.
What it really means is when you sit down and you do that video, like my wife and I stupidly did, and you're like, here's what our DNA test says. We're from so-and-so.
Yeah.
You might
yeah.
not be from so-and-so. And if you took three different tests, they might tell you different places.
Well, you know what? I took mine at the jockey lot.
Oh, my.
And mine came back 64% redneck, 16% hillbilly, and 7% white trash, and then the rest was other. They ain't good at math.
Oh, and that's the ones you pee in a cup for.
Yeah.
They don't take DNA.
That one was actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.